kerangka visa baru akan menggantikan 7 subclass visa dengan 4 subclass baru. Visa baru mencakup pekerjaan spesialis jangka pendek, aktivitas sementara, pelatihan, dan hubungan internasional. Perubahan tersebut yang diusulkan adalah hasil dari ulasan kegiatan migrasi terampil tahun 2014 oleh Departemen Imigrasi dan Perlindungan Perbatasan. Asisten Menteri Departemen Migrasi, Alex Hock, mengatakan reformasi tersebut akan mengurangi birokrasi dan beban administrasi.
Simpler visa products for applicants, businesses and other organizations. There's a flat rate visa application charge, so that's a good innovation. There'll just be a $275 charge across any of those activity areas. That means a reduction of about $100 on the current system.
Aplikasi kertas juga telah dihapus. Dan semua aplikasi visa sekarang perlu dilakukan melalui IMEI account secara online.
Simpler visa products for applicants, businesses and other organizations. There's a flat rate visa application charge, so that's a good innovation. There'll just be a $275 charge across any of those activity areas. That means a reduction of about $100 on the current system. It will be simpler. In theory, the applications will all be online and therefore be able to be done in a more expeditious manner, especially where they're compliant. And we're confident, I think this will mean a faster and more efficient visa system in general.
Langkah tersebut disambut oleh agen imigrasi yang berbasis di Melbourne, John Unger, seorang direktur dari TSS Imigrasi.
The fact that all applicants for subclass 400 visas will be able to lodge electronically, that's good news, say, if a business urgently needs help from a skilled person in China or India. It promises to be a significant improvement.
Kategori visa subclass 400 menargetkan pekerjaan periode jangka pendek yang melakukan pekerjaan yang sangat khusus atas dasar non-berkelanjutan atau berpartisipasi dalam suatu kegiatan atau pekerjaan yang berhubungan dengan kepentingan Australia.
An example of a recent set of 400 visas that my company assisted with was for specialist technicians in the construction of a new public aquarium in Cairns. The technicians who needed 400 visas all came from the United States. The applications could be lodged online and the visas were granted in a matter of days.
Sementara itu, kategori visa subclass 408 meliputi kegiatan sementara seperti pertukaran, olahraga, pekerjaan agama, dan pekerjaan rumah tangga bagi para eksekutif. Penghibur, awak kapal pesiar, dan peneliti sekarang adalah bagian dari kategori ini. Diskon besar dan konsesi waralaba tidak akan lagi tersedia untuk penghibur. Namun sebaliknya, akan ada biaya konsesi yang lebih menargetkan organisasi amal dan acara yang didanai pemerintah.
Some of the current things an organization has to do to sponsor a religious worker, for example, will be still the same. But if we look at some of the differences, once the changes come into effect, the process will be much less complicated if a person is outside Australia and is needed in Australia for less than 3 months. In these circumstances, a nomination by a sponsor will not be required. And this is one of the changes I think most people will find most beneficial.
Kategori visa subclass 407 pelatihan akan menggantikan subclass 402 visa pelatihan dan penelitian saat ini. Hal ini ditujukan untuk mereka yang datang ke Australia untuk pelatihan kerja sementara atau kegiatan pengembangan profesional dengan dasar kelas. Pemohon visa subclass 407 masih memerlukan nominasi dan sponsor. Namun, subclass 407 tersebut memiliki pengecualian bagi pelamar yang disponsori oleh lembaga persemakmuran.
Universities typically use the 400 series visas in two ways. First, for postgraduate students or students enrolled in universities overseas who need to complete some additional study for their degrees. And second, the 400 series is used for visiting academics who, for example, may want to come to Australia to participate in research. Under the existing framework, a 402 training and research visa is used for both these purposes. Once the changes take effect, however, universities will use a new 407 training visa for the postgraduates and the new 408 temporary activity visa for the visiting academics.
Visa kerja sementara subclass 403 ditargetkan bagi pelamar yang bekerja di bawah perjanjian bilateral, seperti mengajar bahasa asing, melakukan pekerjaan rumah tangga untuk diplomat, atau berpartisipasi dalam program pekerja musiman. Pengusaha hanya akan memerlukan satu aplikasi sponsorship tunggal untuk aktivitas tinggal yang lama, pelatihan dan penelitian, pengembangan profesi, hiburan, program khusus, dan kru kapal pesiar.
If an organization was approved before 19 November when these changes take effect, let's say a long stay activity sponsor or a training and research sponsor or one of the other sponsor types, they'll still be able to use that approval to sponsor visas during the transition period or until the approval ceases. Now the transition period will go to May 2017. And then they would need to think about applying again online.
Asisten Menteri Imigrasi Alex Hock mengatakan aplikasi yang diajukan sebelum tanggal 19 November akan diproses berdasarkan peraturan perundang-undang sebelum perubahan tersebut berlaku.
Well, the government intends that when this comes into effect on 19 November, all future applications will be online. Current applications will be unaffected; they'll be assessed normally. And the transition to the new system is being updated by the department on its website. And people will be encouraged to lodge online.